ourselves. They're asking for you in the Android.
For me?
Ah, the strange boy. Come here, boy. Come here. I congratulate you on the dishes you have offered us. They were delicious, and with a special touch, I would even say audacious. But anyway, setting that aside, I will tell you that I have been well informed of the enormous effort you have taken for this dinner to take place. And all of us here are agreed on one thing, foreigner. You are a real mystery. We know not where you come from, how you got to be here last night, making a mockery of the guard, nor why. Neither has it gone unnoticed to any one of us that you are marked with the sign. We would like you to throw some light on all this.
I shall willingly do so, my Lord Pericles, strategos of the flourishing Athens. Well, as to where I come from, it's difficult to explain. I come from far away, in many directions. How I got to be here, I don't even know myself. Though it may seem hard to believe, only this morning I was in my country, and now I'm here, with only the help of a strange dream in between. As for what brings me to you, I don't know that either, but I think it has something to do with the last question you put to me. The sign. I think I have to find the master who has it in his care. I believe it is the only possibility I have of returning home. What is more, I must do it as soon as possible, since the signs are being threatened. And it is my responsibility to find them before someone else does, who I don't yet know, and who could cause serious trouble.
Friend, the mysteries only multiply around you. What you tell me is strange, but stranger still is the fear you now express. For it appears at a crucial moment. Not many people of the city-state know, and in fact almost the only ones who do know are those at this symposium, that Athens itself is being threatened. Our Spartan cousins are a harsh, hard, warlike people, with little regard for our ways, which, as you can see, take pleasure in debate, and are based on the system of Clisthenes, the power of the people, democracy. Sparta rejects our influence over the other city-states, which they are free to do in democracy. But they are imposing their will on the Peloponnese, with their forcefulness and warmongering, which is quite another matter. Brothers against brothers, sword against pen, cold iron against hot words. If you have come to safeguard something, you could not have come at a better time.
So, am I free?
You are free. My escort will take you to the Master of Wisdom, Protagoras, the philosopher, whom some call a sophist. We have already made you waste a lot of time. Leave immediately and bring your mission to an end, which without doubt is to the advantage of us all. But first, we salute you, and offer libations to the gods, that they may watch over your undertaking.
Your health!
But what is happening? What is that? We thought to pay them homage, and perhaps we have woken the wrath of the gods.
Boy, at last we have found you. You cannot escape now, because here you have no substance. Your mind will be ours, with everything it contains. Everything! Everything!
Why, Apollo and Hephaestus, what terrifying entity is chasing you, boy?
I don't really know, but I think it's found me.
My Lord Pericles, alarming news has arrived.
Go on, soldier, tell me.
A Spartan expedition which attacked the city of Megara a few days ago yesterday attacked a convoy of merchants on the outskirts of Eleusis. We have lost track of them, but they are thought to be advancing into the peninsula, perhaps moving towards Athens, or even here.
Are there many men?
No, but it is said that a strange commander is leading them, said to have magical powers. A mysterious man with very pale skin who speaks to minds without using his lips.
Infamous devil worshippers. They are capable of calling up the monsters of Hades in order to impose their power on those they should consider their brothers. Let us not waste more time. Give the order for the attachment of Athens to reform opposite the holy door. As for you, boy, I still do not understand what part you play in all this, but I believe you are staking more than your life, as if that was not enough. This passageway will take you to where the master is. He will know how to help you, but take care down there below. You do not know the labyrinth and can get lost. The master lives next to the sea. Follow your instinct and you will find him. There is no time for more explanations. My city is in danger.
Thank you for your help, my Lord Pericles.
Thank you for the light you have thrown on things, boy. May the gods help you on your journey.
Ich hasse Labyrinthe.
Left, right.
Rechts oder links? Links?
Left, right.
Da fliegt rechts was, da fliegt links was. Links?
Forward, left.
Was auch immer das für ein Geräusch ist.
Left, right.
Rechts?
Forward, left. Forward, left.
Links?
Forward, right.
Vorwärts?
Left, right.
Shit.
Right, forward. Right, left.
Ich mag solche Dinger nicht.
Forward,
ich mag
left.
Sie nicht.
Forward, left.
Ja, jetzt bin ich nämlich wieder hier angekommen. Links?
Looks like a stable over there. Maybe the private property of a farm worker, a woodman or something.
Oh.
Although there are a lot of horses, maybe they're ready for getting away if the city falls. In any case, there isn't much sea round here.
Yeah, das sieht auch so aus. Okay.
Left, right.
Rechts.
Forward, right.
Vorwärts.
Forward, right.
Vorwärts.
Forward, left.
Vorwärts?
Left, forward.
Oh, das klingt gut. Vorwärts.
Left, forward.
Mist.
Right,
zurück.
Forward.
Rechts.
Forward, right.
Vorwärts.
Right, forward, left.
Vorwärts.
Forward, right.
Vorwärts.
Left, forward, right.
Mist.
Forward, left.
Rechts. Oh. Links.
Forward, left. Right.
Mist. Rechts.
Forward, right, left.
Rechts.
Forward, right.
Vorwärts.
Left. Forward, right.
Mist.
Forward, left.
Links.
Forward, left, right.
Rechts.
Forward, right, left.
Vorwärts.
The beach! At last! I'm gasping to get out Juhu. Into the fresh air.
Juhu.
Light. Air. Heat at long last. Oh, after that, I'm not going underground ever again. Not even to take the subway. Where must I be? There's someone up there, resting under the shade of a tree. Hello, are you Protagoras, the master of wisdom?
I am Protagoras. I would not dare to pass judgment on the second part. You have taken a long time to get here.
Have you been expecting me?
Of course, for days.
Goodness, well, this is very strange.
Not at all, my friend. I told the builder a week ago, and now you turn up saying that it's strange. If you wouldn't use these cheap mud tiles, which are practically sand... Look, you see what state my roof's in? In my land, Abdera, I wouldn't say the builders distinguish themselves by the quality of their work, but at least their buildings don't collapse.
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Haven't you come to mend the roof which has fallen in?
No, I've come... Well, I've come about this.
Oi, how do you know this sign and who marked it there?
A keeper of the archives taught me it, and the stone itself marked me.
It cannot be. I am the keeper of the archives. The stone is in my power.
I know. I've come from far away, riding on a dream. The stone calls me and I have to meet up with it. Or maybe with you. I don't know. This is a muddle. Sorry, I'm a bit wound up. Those strange guys are chasing me.
Those strange guys?
I don't know who they are. I only know they're here. I don't know how, but they know me and have been able to find me. They're after me.
How do I know you're not deceiving me? How do I know that you yourself are not one of the others? Since it was broken, the stone has been under threat.
So how would I know this sign, then?
You are right. You are not one of them. If you were, you would not try to convince me. You would already have assorted my mind.
Breaking? Threat? I don't know anything about any of that. And I should, because...
there, where I come from, maybe the stone... Well, maybe the stone has been broken too because of me.
You come from a dream world where there is another stone which has also been broken?
More or less.
The dream in which you travel, did the stone which you have cause it?
Yes, and I don't understand anything of what's happening.
The stone is yielding up one of its two great marvels, the power of vision. And that is precisely what they want. They need to be able to take control of it, because it is very powerful.
So that power can be controlled. Could I get back home if I controlled it?
Yes. You only have to imagine and empathize.
Sorry?
To understand something in its exact dimension, with the fewest possible preconceptions. If I tried to conceive of the Median Wars, reading about them first, looking at mosaics, paintings, or sculptures of its fighters, the power of vision can make me understand many things. The Median Wars, first and foremost, but also everything that has been since then, which has been affected by those wars. My relationship with it will now have changed. I will understand more things, and will be able to empathize better with my present situation and with those who share it with me. And that is good, because it would allow me to improve for tomorrow. And one must go on improving, because it is the only thing which seems useful. To stand still or get worse seems quite useless. It doesn't appear to make any sense. That's what I believe.
Hey, the sign has disappeared.
So it has. Maybe it's because you now know what you had to know.
It's possible. In fact, I no longer hear that buzzing. A soft buzzing that kept saying my name in a voice that was at the same time lots of voices.
A multiple voice. Yes, I know it. It's the voice of the stone. I think you can go back home. You only have to try.
Imagine and empathize. Yes, I understand. It's strange, but I don't know. The urgency has gone. Suddenly, I feel like staying a bit longer.
Ah, friend, that is what you are doing already. You have already conceived of this time, and now you are empathizing. You are empathizing with Athens. You still have time to see the tide come in with me. Yes, there should always be time for that.
Ja, das stimmt. Oh, was? Wie?
What? I'm still in my room, although, did I ever leave it? It's... all so confusing. Did it all really happen, or was it only a dream? Closed box.
Eine geschlossene Box.
Look at, the box for the stone is still on the desk. I should never have taken it out. Keys. Look at, the keys to Mr. Aziz's shop. Take. Desk. Closed box.
Okay, die kann man nicht öffnen.
Desk. Computer.
Kein Computer.
Look at my computer. I haven't used it for ages. Maybe I've got an email from Jana. No, I can't have. I didn't give her my email address. Although, I have got hers.
Oh, dann.
Stereo.
Die haben wir stone. Schon gesehen. Oh, der Stein.
Look at the stone. It's still here. Well, of course, it's been here all the time. Hey, one of the pieces. The oldest one has attached itself again, to the main part of the stone. Although, there's another piece that's still broken. I don't know how to mend it. Door. Shelves.
Okay, die
door.
Stereo.
Gesehen. Computer.
Den Computer mal an. Können wir nicht?
Look at. I could write to her. Maybe she could tell me something about what's been happening. Did I write down her address in the end? Stereo. Stone. Computer.
Gucken wir mal ins Inventar.
Keys. Keys. Keys.
Nein.
Computer. Desk. Closed box. Closed box. Desk. Computer. Stereo. Stone. Door. Shelves. Trousers.
Ach, da, die Hosen.
Look at. There's something here. a crumpled up piece of paper.
Ahwas.
It's almost in a ball, but you can understand what's written. Jana@history.com.
Was auch sonst. Okay.
Shelves, doors, stereo computer.
Dann benutzen wir doch mal den Computer mit der...
Keys, email.
E-Mail.
Use with. Computer. Use. I can't do that.
Was? Ach, kann ich ihn jetzt vielleicht einschalten?
Use. Jana knew a lot about the Greeks, and I guess she must know about other things in history. Let's see what she thinks about all this.
Schön. Kann ich jetzt,
Email Pro.
Email Pro.
Email. Use with. Email Pro. Use. If I do this, someone could get angry with me. Look at my mailbox program.
Ja.
Two.
Was?
Two.
Zwei? Was?
Look at two. Email.
Ah, two.
Use with.
Ah, jetzt.
Two. Use. Hello, Jana. I don't know if you remember me. I threw your books on the ground and tried to heal your bike. How is it? Is it recovering? Best wishes, Jacko. Send.
Ja, natürlich.
Send.
Bitte, senden.
That's it. Well, now let's wait for her to reply. Closed box.
Okay.
Closed box. Desk. Computer.
Computer?
Use. Hello, Jacko. It's Jana. If you have TalkPro, connect straight away. TalkPro? Yes, I think I had it installed a while ago. But nobody used to call me. I don't know if it's still on the desktop.
Hello, Jacko. It's me. Isn't this a wonderful invention? How are things? Are you still bumping into girls in the library entrance so as to make a date with them later by email?
How are you doing, Jana? How come you answered me so quickly?
I work connected to internet and have my mailbox open because I communicate with the university and other friends. Hey, we finally operated on my bicycle and given it a tire transplant. It's recovering well. But I don't want to bother you. I guess you're really busy over there in the big city.
You're not bothering me. Quite the opposite. I liked talking to you a lot. Now, I've a couple of things on my mind. They might seem like stupid ideas to you, or you might find them interesting.
Go ahead, fire away.
Imagine that an incredible, amazing technological machine could send you back to live in a period in the past, and that you could personally meet all those people in history the books talk about. Be with them for a while as if you were on holiday.
Okay, I follow you. What are you driving at?
Well, and then on returning to the present, you would know everything that was going to happen to them. You'd know that all those lovely people aren't there anymore, and that their civilization doesn't even exist. Well, it's sad. All those cultures, all those people have disappeared. Doesn't it make you feel really sad?
Well, I don't know. Their existence wasn't for nothing, and neither was their disappearance either, I guess. They made their contribution to the world we know today. The Greeks, for example, were invaded by the Romans, a more powerful empire. The Romans were great on technical things and stuff like that, but not so great on spiritual things, so they kept most of the ideas and spirituality of the Greeks. Their gods, under different names, their art, things like that. Although they took whatever suited them. Something from the Athenians and something from the Spartans, who were warriors. And that side won over, because the Romans were warriors. Soldiers. And that spirit they got from the Spartans.
Oh dear. So in the end the Spartans won. Force conquered intelligence.
Yes, it usually does. It's easier to bang your fist on the table than it is to come up with a brilliant idea. The same thing happened again, later on. The Romans were invaded by the barbarians, who didn't really want to invade them, but just wanted to be Roman citizens as well. Because the Romans were a very advanced people and lived better. But, you see, the barbarians were so rough that they broke up the very thing they cherished. By the way, that's when what we call the Age of Antiquity ended and the Middle Ages began. Oops, sorry, I'm getting carried away. I think I'm boring you. You'd rather be playing with your video games.
No, it's very interesting. The only thing is, I'm a bit confused. You see, since I saw you, some strange things have happened to me, connected with all this. Now that you come to mention it, you could make a video game of it. The game of someone who travels in time, experiencing life as it was at the time.
Jacko, I'm sure someone's already thought of that.
Ach, was.
Yes, I guess so. I don't want to frighten you, but it's something very strange and difficult to explain.
Nein.
If it worries you, I won't bother you anymore. But I haven't got many people to talk to around here. I'm not one of those loner freaks or anything like that. It's just that my friends are leaving. Most of them already live in the branded cities, and by the looks of it, when you're there, your life is so full that you don't have time to remember your old friends.
I know what you mean. It's happening here as well. It's a fever. Look, I have to go into the town one of these days. We could meet up if you like.
That would be great. I'll send you my address by email.
Great. See you then.
Definitely. See you.
Bye.
Okay.
Stereo.
Ja, die haben wir.
Light. Turn off.
Immer noch die gleiche.
Stone.
Kann man nicht nehmen. Angeschaut.
Look at the stone.
Ja, haben wir schon angeguckt.
Door. Open.
Auf geht's. Wir gehen.
The big city, pure pleasure to the senses.
Okay.
The corner. Go to.
Dann lass uns mal gehen. Oh nein, Hilfe, Hilfe, Hilfe. Ich. Oh. Ich hasse dieses Geräusch. So.
The corner. Shop.
Da brauchen wir jetzt.
Keys. Use with. Shop. Use. Once again in this city, completely free of charge and exclusively for Jacko's stall, a spectacular and unending pile of books. I've no wish to offend Mr. Aziz.
Ja, das haben wir schon gehört.
Street. Table.
Den.
Look at. Mhm. These piles on the table must be the ones Mr. Aziz wanted to take with him.
Oh, hoppla.
What? A customer? At this time of day? Well. Well, if I manage to sell something, it'll be fun, and I'm sure it will make Mr. Aziz very happy. Although it's not much good to him now. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought you had closed. What a nice surprise to pass by here and see that you have opened again.
Yes, we continue to do what we can. Mustn't give in so easily, don't you think?
Indeed, boy. Indeed.
Well, what would you like? Are you just looking, or are you after something in particular?
Well, I'm looking for one of the early editions of the Economic Horror by Vivian Forrester.
The Economic Horror?
Mm.
Well, I suppose it will be in the economics section, or in sociology, maybe. The shelves are ordered in sections. Have a look for yourself. To be honest, I'm new here, and I don't...
Think it.
Know very well where things are either, so...
Think it.
Sorry? Did you say something?
Who? Me?
Yes, I thought you said something, but I had my mind on something else.
I'm looking for an early edition of The Economic Horror by Vivian Forrester.
Yes, well, I heard that, but I was talking about after that.
After that?
Yes, didn't you say something after?
Not that I remember. Did you see my lips move by any chance?
Well, no, now you mention it. Okay. I'm a bit upset at the moment. Sorry, my fault. So, as I was saying, if you wouldn't mind coming this way and looking on the...
Shelves. Isn't that what you were going to say?
Yes, that's it. Hey, are you some kind of ventriloquist?
Well, no. No, I'm not.
You are weak. At some point, you will fail.
But don't worry. I'll look for it myself. Though I probably won't find it, because I think it became one of the books that was banned under the Junior Presidential Act in the first decade of the century.
Sir, I think I'm going to have to ask you to go. Because, look, I'm not very well, and I get hallucinations or whatever, and I've just remembered that I have to pick up some brain scans they've given me to see if I'm a total nutcase, which actually is the most likely possibility. I have to close right now because the doctor's only there in the morning.
Well, if that's the case, I'll come back another day.
Thank you.
Another day, boy.
There's no doubt, man. Either something's not right in here, or I'm caught up in a right mess. I can't carry on alone. I need help urgently, and I know precisely who can give it to me. Janna, my friend, I think you're the only person who can tackle this with me. I'm really sorry, but there's a lot at stake, and this time, we can't fail.
Ja. Das ist wohl das Ende des Spiels. Denn es passiert hier nichts mehr. Nein, Cursor, nichts mehr. Das, meine lieben Freunde, war also Time Adventures von Code Factory. Und ein schönes Spiel, wie ich finde. Doch sehr viel Zeit vertreibt. Vor allem das Kochen ist ja immer so eine Sache, ne? Ja. Schöne Musik. Ich würde sagen, wir sehen uns dann beim nächsten Spiel. Oh, ist das laut!